For most students, school isn't much more than a mundane activity in some regards. Going to class, taking tests, scheduling appointments with professors, it comes off as rather simple. But for students with disabilities, it can be a little bit more complicated. I sat down with Lily Pierce to talk about her own story with disability. So Lily, can you tell me what exactly your job is at UNCG?
Yes, I'm a digiteer in the Digital Act Studio. And what we do is we help students with the rhetoric of their digital projects, so making sure that it's aesthetically pleasing and that also it's communicating the message that they want it to communicate. And, you know, these things are accomplished through things as big as your content or things as small as your font choices and color choices. Our job is to make sure that people's projects are seamless on both those planes.
So Lily, can you tell me more about your level of ability when you entered UNCG?
When I started at UNCG, I had been diagnosed with Friedreich's ataxia for about 2 years, but other than giving me a little bit of what you might call a swagger when I walked, it didn't affect me very much. I already had a handicap sticker, and it was a little hard to get around, but, you know, I didn't need a cane or anything. Just walked.
Okay. And where are you now currently in your ability?
So now I use a wheelchair full-time on and off campus.
And would you say that's affected your academic performance as well as your job?
So it's interesting because from then to now, I've matured a lot and I care a lot more about school, and I'm always that person who's studying and doing all their homework and making straight A's, and I wasn't always that way because you know how kids are when they first get to college. So yeah, it's interesting to think that I care more now than when I started, but in a way, it's gotten harder to care because it gets harder to get to class and harder to get to work, and the temptation to say maybe I shouldn't go to school anymore because it's just too hard to get around to the classes, or maybe I just shouldn't work at the studio because it's just too hard to find a parking place to go to work all day. It's a little bit of a bummer.
So do you think you could cite some more specific examples of challenges you face when going to class or going to work?
Sure. Okay, so when I've been parking for work, they've had the parking lot behind the library. I work in the library basement. They've had it blocked off the whole semester, and there are several handicapped spots back there that if you actually drive back there with your car and look at them, there doesn't appear to be a reason that they couldn't be used. They've just got the whole section blocked off for construction because blocking it all off is easier than blocking off parts of it. And then, you know, the other small things that I deal with constantly on a daily basis. A lot of the sidewalk ramps down to the street are not shaved off enough for me to be able to go up and down them. So a lot of times I'm either rolling in the street or just having to find some kind of convoluted way to avoid a lot of sidewalk lips. And there are places where there should be a ramp up from the road where there isn't one, period. And a lot of the automatic handicap doors are broken around campus and remain broken for months. So these things that I've just listed are physical accommodations, and it's not that UNCG has not attempted to physically accommodate handicapped people to some extent, but some of these things are unfinished or not maintained properly.
What are some issues that you run into academically speaking, such as test taking and class registration?
So ORS is the Office of Accessibility Resources and Services at UNCG, and they're located in the Elliott University Center, which is the main building on campus. and there's not very much parking around that building. So it makes it difficult when we're doing things such as registering for classes. For most other students, registering for classes is a almost all online process except for advising appointments. But for students who are registered through ORS, we have to go to ORS in person and get a piece of paper from them and then take it from there and go in person to a different building and register for the courses. And when you have mobility issues, it's difficult to just go from building to building like that when they're sending you here and there and yon, and half the time they tell you that you have to go back because you forgot something. Something always seems to come up, so it's even more walking than just to the AUC and then to the other building and then to your car. So as far as the system that is available for taking tests, I think that it's a great system compared to other universities I've been to, because at least at UNCG you can make an appointment and take your exam in the actual handicap office. But it's difficult because what they want you to do after you're done taking the exam is deliver it by hand to the office of your professor. And, you know, there's hardly any class buildings that are very close to the EUC, and it's a lot of walking there too, going from building to building, going to the EUC to take the exam and then having to go from there and take it to someone else. Now, it is true, and I will give them credit, that when I fought for them to allow me to email the exam back, they did, you know, relent on that, and they've been letting me do that for a couple years. But I'm not going to say that it didn't take some firm arguing to get to that point.
Looking at kind of a campus feel, would you say that you feel treated differently around campus, or what do you think the just vibe you get when you're on campus from your peers is?
It's always amazed me that while the staff seemed to give a lot of resistance to things I was asking for, like I said a minute ago about emailing the exam to the professor instead of delivering it by hand, you know, while a lot of faculty seems to have been apathetic to me over the years, I've noticed that faculty, as in teachers and then students, are usually very nice to me, and when they see me, they want to help. And granted, that does annoy some people when people are constantly offering to help them. And I do turn down people's offer of help if I don't actually need help, but hey, a lot of times I do need help, so it makes me happy when people offer. And I feel a pretty good kinship with other students and professors around campus, and since I'm such a committed student, I know that my professors really like me as well.
So, what do you think UNCG needs to do differently?
I will preface this by saying there are some things that are just part of being disabled that they can't do anything about. You know, they can't do anything about the fact that it takes me longer to get to class than someone who has two legs and walks to class. But there are some pragmatic things that they could be doing to make life easier for students like myself. So, for one, the physical accommodations that we discussed, you know, better maintenance on a lot of those things, and shaving down a lot of the sidewalk lips more, and providing some ramps in places that don't have one but need one, fixing broken handicap buttons. As far as with ORS, if they could find some ways to make more processes digital so that it wouldn't be so difficult for students with mobility issues to do the processes that they are asking for. And one more pragmatic suggestion that is a little bit outside of what we've discussed, but that has been implemented by other universities in North Carolina is a system where you have golf carts that go around campus and help handicapped students. And I know that that might be more difficult than it sounds if you think of things like scheduling and such, but I think that it would be worth it because I have seen plenty of people like myself who either because they're in a wheelchair, because they have a walker, or just have some sort of walking issue, a lot of people could benefit from a service like that. And if you look at UNT and NC State, they both have services that are equivalent to this for their handicapped students. As you had originally pointed out in an article about the struggles of handicapped students on campus.
Just for reference, this is an article I wrote back in September with my experience of having a temporary disability.
Other universities in North Carolina, such as NC State and UNC, already have equivalent programs for their handicapped students. And in his State of the Campus address at the beginning of the semester, Chancellor Gilliam said, "It's time for us now to take some giant steps toward making our great university the best it can possibly be." So I think that addressing these issues that I've raised for handicapped students on campus is part of making the university the best it could possibly be. Now, the problem in general might be underestimated because for people like myself who use a wheelchair, our mobile issues are extremely obvious, but I once met a guy who had a handicap sticker and I wasn't sure why he was there, and he told me that he had a heart problem and he can't walk very far. So for people like him, their mobility issue is invisible to the world. You know, just stepping back in general, most people who are in college are not thinking of how are handicapped people getting around because most people at the college age have never had experiences with handicap, either personally or with someone that they knew closely. So it's not in the forefront of people's minds as far as a social issue that needs to be fought for. But yes, we handicapped students are here, and at the UNCG campus, we're struggling a little bit.
Lily, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for giving a platform to issues that are so important.
Well, everyone, thank you for listening to this week's episode of the podcast. For this week, the segments were produced by Chauncey James and myself, Ross Kiefer. I also edit the entire podcast. And a special thanks to Lily, Annie, and Jess for all coming by the studio. For more news stories and other podcasts we've done, you can visit the Carolinian website at carolinianuncg.com. You can also follow us on Twitter @TheCarolinian. And until next time, stay curious.